This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
We're going on the bender of all benders.
Let's go. Keep the celebration going.
Good stuff. I gotta find something else to celebrate tomorrow. Or today, I should say. Games today at 6:40. I'm in still weird mode with my rods and cones. Guardians won yesterday. They clinched a bye in the first round, so they won't play until the American League Divisional Series. Against who they play, we'll find out, obviously, later when the postseason starts. So now it's all just one great big walkthrough here for the rest of the week as we get
this
ready for
weird.
The postseason. Yes, it is weird.
So they don't
it's
play,
amazing, though. It's great.
They don't play again till October 5th.
Well, that's a ways.
Well, they play tonight.
Yeah, they don't play in a meaningful game until October 5th.
Well, they do still play in meaningful games. They're only a game and a half behind the Yankees for the number one overall
seed.
Well,
he says they're not gonna sit everybody.
They have four games left.
But the thing is, they already did sit guys. Like they did in the first St. Louis game.
Boy,
you didn't want to cough up a game there, but they did.
This is a little bit embarrassing in a way. I was just hoping to get to this shelf. I didn't even realize that once you're on the shelf, there's like a whole nother. Like, oh my God, I've defeated Goro. I have to defeat Shang Tsung as well. Like, I didn't even realize. Oh my God. Okay. I guess, well, you better order some more champagne if that's possible.
Guys, the implications of them being able to, well, they need a Yankees kind of mini collapse. Yankees, I think, have five games left. We have four games left. They're a game and a half, but they need to be a full game ahead because they don't have the tiebreaker.
They don't have the tiebreaker.
Right. Yeah, okay.
But that would put the Yankees and the, you know, if the top seeds win in the wild card round, it'd be Yankees Astros in the ALDS and you versus whoever. Because
it'd be incredible.
Now you don't have to play either one. You know, one of those teams is out. They eliminate the other and you can get to the ALCS and only have to play one of them.
Yeah.
That'd be amazing.
That would be awesome. Okay, so there's
and
still...
And now what happens if, Cantillo's going tonight? What happens if he and, like, two guys combine on a no-hitter? Is it another champagne night?
Let's keep them going.
How many more champagne nights can there possibly be?
The guys over at Brut have to just keep bringing in the bottles.
Yeah.
First off, this is where I don't... The internet's gotten ridiculous. I don't believe anything I see on the internet anymore. And so I needed to, like, confirm and confirm and confirm again. Because I just didn't believe they were wearing the Cincinnati is in Kentucky shirts yesterday.
I agree with you. I
did not believe it.
I looked at the photo I saw, and I'm like, oh, that's a good... Who did that? McNeil?
That's what I thought.
Of the guys in town, someone who's good on Photoshop, did they do that?
That's what I thought.
There's no way the Guardians actually wore that.
Because I'm like, well, yeah, that's the exact thought I had. I saw it, and I went, okay. And I just kind of went about it. Like, Owen sent it to the group. Was you, right, Owen?
Yes.
You sent it to the group, and I went, oh, someone had a joke. That's fun. Because I did not believe... I went to bed and like I watched the game. When did I turn the game off? I knew I didn't finish the game because I knew the Reds weren't gonna jump back in it. I was once they got it was the after the bottom of the seventh I jumped out because I remember I listened to some of it and then I got home, saw the two runs in the bottom of the seventh, and then that was it. And I thought that there's no way. So I went to bed. I did not realize that there was a celebration, that there would even be a celebration of the bye week, or excuse me, the first round bye, and the Ohio Cup is sitting there. So it looks like they're celebrating the Ohio Cup.
Which they've now held for a decade straight.
Even if they lose, they'll still retain. You have to take the Ohio Cup away.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you can't, it's not up for grabs every year.
From our cold dead gloves.
It's how the Ryder Cup works,
you
right?
Yes, you have to take it from us. So that's actually kind of a cool little thing to it. But I saw it, I really did. I thought they were just AI images, and I just moved about my day. I did not think that that was real. I thought somebody, because I said, and I've been saying it all year, I go, man, there's like the Yankees, Red Sox, and I'm just, I'm exhausted with that rivalry and have been that way for a long time. Yankees, Dodgers, Cubs, Cardinals, and I'm like, well, I don't really think of Cincinnati in that way. I know they hate us, and I'm just like, I can't be bothered with you in a lot of ways. Like, there's nothing that Cincinnati does that I really care about. I care about Pittsburgh, clearly, and I care about Baltimore, clearly. For whatever reason, it's just never struck me to be angry at Cincinnati for anything. Anything. So, and they've been mad at us, and hell, we've had one of their broadcasters mad at me. But I've never felt that way, and I'm going, well, this is kind of a fun thing. I think they're very different cities, but in a lot of ways they're both old, obviously. They're both technically in the state of Ohio. One is on the river, but still technically, even though their airport is technically in a different state. But I go, this is kind of could be a fun thing, and they should make it a big thing and make it a big deal, and it should be celebrated. And I made that a point throughout the year, and it's kind of a tongue-in-cheek thing. And then I thought it was AI, and I go, okay, someone had some fun with it because we were saying that they should celebrate the Ohio Cup, and here they were celebrating.
It looked like they celebrated the Ohio Cup.
The first round bye, but it really looks like they're celebrating the Ohio Cup because of the Cincinnati is in Kentucky shirts, which I did not think were real. I just thought that this was all computer imagery, but it's a lot of fun.
So I imagine Cincinnati will be rooting hard against us now, you know, come playoff time.
Clearly, yeah.
I saw people, Cincinnati fans, who I didn't know there was a huge swath of Cincinnati fans are so down on, you know, their situation right now. I see they're tweeting the World Series championships, and it's like, yeah, well, that's cool. That was in the 1970s and one in 1990. That was a long time ago. I don't think any of our young fans care about that. We've just had this control over Cincinnati and this nice little Ohio Cup for the...
I've never really been bothered by Cincinnati. I've never really thought it, like WKRP in Cincinnati was a pretty good show. I've been to Cincinnati a couple of times. It's frankly, I'm not taking shots here. It's a fine city. I don't have anything against it, so I'm not taking shots at it. But it was something I did while I was passing through. I've never thought of the Bengals as a big, like, I hate the Bengals. I've made jokes about the whole Joe Burrow thing, but that was really an Ohio State thing. I don't really, and I know they hate us. I know they cuss us out every chance they get. They really hate us. The only thing that kind of annoyed me was rooting for Cincinnati in the playoffs because I knew that they hated us, which I think that's out the window now. I don't think anybody's rooting for the Bengals anymore for Joe Burrow or anything like that. Plus, they're 0-3, so they got their own problems there. But I've just never thought about them like that. So that this might be a little bit fun to do it with the Ohio Cup, but it's a lot more fun just looking at the big picture and winning and getting to the first round bye. And I got to say this, and this might be met with some controversy. I think that this is the most satisfying season, regular season I've seen since 1995. I posted that to somebody and they immediately said, well, what about the 22 game winning streak season? And I said, I have to give the benefit of hindsight.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age, wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, MIDI.com.
Site. Because the 22-game winning streak season in 2017, that's a really great season. However, I don't see it that way. Why? Why don't I see it that way? Mostly because of the Yankees' loss in the ALDS. So if I see it that way,
you can't go back and separate the regular season from the postseason.
It's very hard
because they won 102 games that year, and they were loaded. We all thought they were going to win the World Series that year.
And if they if we're just doing regular seasons, then that's unfair. That is not fully right, fair down the line. That's an unfair practice.
Well, this team ends up losing in the ALDS in 2 weeks, and they go cold. You get three guys that slump at the wrong time. Yeah. Jose has a bad series, and you're gone. Will that impact how you feel about this season?
I bet it would. So I'm trying to stay in the moment here. The 2017 regular season, part of it was 22 games is never expected. But the 2017 regular season was expected to be a good season because of what they had done in 2016. What makes this so satisfying and why I say the most satisfying since 95, like 94 was a strike-shortened year. You were great, but you really didn't know because you had 35 years plus of history that tells you that you're not going to start out that way in 1995, right? So there was a little bit there, and then obviously you get to the World Series and you lose in Game 7. But this season, I mean, again, I picked him to be 82-80. You got Nick Wilson making hamburger bets with Darryl about them getting over 500. Most people picked you to be under 500, fourth in the division out of five. There was just no positivity, no real like it wasn't like negativity. It was just like, hey man, you guys are changing some people around. You're not on your ass, but you're gonna go in a different direction. Like it's gonna be a 500 year, and just try to enjoy going to the ballpark. And they've done significantly better than that. And you hear Stephen Vogt getting emotional. I'm just like, man, this is a really satisfying regular season.
Well, it's a lot of fun. It's an under the radar situation and team. I will say there was like a month where it was just a bunch of negativity surrounding this team right around the deadline, the week before, and then the next 3 weeks after that. It seemed like so many people were just assuming they were either going to cough up the playoffs or they were a team that was dead man walking. So that kind of sucked. That was not a lot of fun. And you know, I was on vacation one of those weeks. But I heard you guys, and it didn't seem like you guys were having a lot of fun at that time.
I was scared. I was mad at you for not being there. It's not your fault, but I was mad at you because you talked tough, and then the week off, they were just terrible. And so I had a lot of people getting in going, what's your friend saying? I'm like, I can't bother him. I'm not going to bother him. He lives on the west side. I'm not going to do it. So that part sucked. But everything else, it's been just such a satisfying season to watch young guys come to fruition. I feel a lot better about the future of the franchise. I'm excited about what's to come for the franchise. You're paying attention to Travis Bezzana and a couple of other guys in the farm system. I know a lot of people have had fun with Tugboat down there in Lake County and things like that. Like, there's things to look forward to. And also, the biggest part out there, the biggest matzo ball that's in the soup is that you didn't know what you were going to get after Terry Francona. No, you didn't want to go back to Manny Acta. And hey, the guy's, it's a first-year job. Like, he's not out of the woods yet, clearly. But it seems like he knows what he's doing, and he resonates well with the players, and it's a good job. Because things can change very, very quickly. They have to be good at hiring front office personnel, and the front office personnel has to be really good at hiring the manager, because they're in professional baseball, and we don't need to talk about the things that we've talked about so many times about the Cleveland Guardians and professional baseball.
Well, yeah, and now that stuff doesn't matter. I mean, they are going to be here, and not even on an even playing field, because they have an advantage. The fact that they don't have to play in the wild card, so they can't get eliminated if they're not playing in that. So teams are going to be sitting at home that might have had really good seasons, and they've already advanced past that. Plus, home field advantage too. I mean, this town. You wake the sleeping giant here when it comes to baseball every single year, and the fact that we don't have to worry about that pesky wild card where you could just be done and it's like, oh, well, that sucked.
That's a very
interesting. That doesn't feel like you had a October to remember.
Very interesting point in the first. It's hard to win a World Series. It's going to be hard to win this World Series. Now, I think everything's open. I know that Mad Dog Russo has that New York accent. He's a Giants fan. Everybody thought that he was a homer. And I mean, he was very like, man, look at the Yankees lineup. They got Gerrit Cole. And even I'm sitting there thinking, yeah, and Nestor Cortez really hasn't been great, but he's always very good against us. For whatever reason, he loves pitching against us. And eventually you're going to have to go through you. Unless something crazy happens, you would eventually have to go through them. And I think that it might be a tad unfair and we don't think about these things if we're upset. Like, if it doesn't go our way, can we talk about payroll and usual things like that? Or it's like, hey, you're in the postseason now. You got to do with what you got. Is that something we're going to have to discuss? I think that's something that we'll have to talk about. Like, hey, I don't care what you have and what you don't have as far as all that wherewithal. Like, you are expected now to beat a team with a $300 million payroll, and you got to find a way to get over it.
Boy, I...
Because you can just have it.
You think fans will expect to beat the Yankees if they get matched up against them in the ALCS? I don't think they will.
I don't think they'll expect it, but I think they'll expect to compete, and I think they'll be mad. But at the same time, I go, hey, man, the Angels spent $200-plus million, and they got nothing out of their lineup for a very long time until they liquidated the assets. Like, you don't... You can spend what the Guardians spend and be a good baseball team. You can spend what the Angels have spent, what the Yankees have spent over $300 million. They haven't won a World Series in a while. So it's not like a guarantee that you're going to get there. So it's just, it's one, don't, we don't have to answer it now. We don't even have to get into deep discussion now. It's just something I know I have to keep on a shelf for later on.
I don't feel that our fans.
Hopefully I don't have to, but it's something I would have to think about.
I don't feel that our fans have been all that cocky about this team at all.
They have not. They have not.
So you think that changes all of a sudden?
Yes, because of what happened. Man, I
don't know.
Anthony.
Especially if it's the Yankees. If they're going up against the Yankees, I think a lot of people will say, well, we'll see what we can do. Even though they don't realize Yankees have not been that great at all this year.
I think you totally forgot about the way people reacted at the trade deadline and how angry they were. I think that there will be people who recognize this season for what it is, and it's a good season, and I think that you have the proper outlook on things, and I think I have the type of emotions that are there. I do think that there is a certain segment of people who have been in your mentions who are looking for reasons to be negative.
Yeah, and that's why I'm saying I don't think they'll be that confident. I don't think those people that were negative are all of a sudden thinking we're going to win the World Series and beat the Yankees.
But I think even the hardcore Guardians fans are like, this is really, really nice. Let's enjoy this moment. I don't think that they're sitting there going, we're going to kick everybody's ass and this is the way it is. I think they're really enjoying the moment.
We agree.
Okay.
I don't think so at all.